You know, Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu have a common enemy, as which we don't find by all the others. They have a common enemy that they face off with, Avimelech. Avraham Avinu faced off with Avimelech in this week's parasha, and Yitzhak Avinu, whether it's the same Avimelech or it's another Avimelech, but actually, Yitzhak Avinu faced off. But some will say it was the same Avimelech that Yitzhak Avinu faced off with, and parsha's told us.
He duplicated a lot of his father's life. So much of his father's life.
Okay, we're going to talk about this now. So there's they have a common enemy, Avimelech. But it's tiefer than that. Right? It's interesting that Avimelech's appearance in this week's parsha always is interlaced with Yitzchak. Right? Avimelech first comes up after the destruction of stone, interestingly enough. Avraham Avinu goes, he moved away from, he didn't want to be associated with Lot and what happened with his daughters, so he moved away and he went to Eretz Plishtim. And immediately, he had the whole story with Sarah, that Avimelech took Sarah, and then, which we have to understand, that when Paro took Sarah, he gets Negoim. Avimelech gets constipation. Right? That's our Shabbat called Rechem Beis Avimelech. Interesting. Now, to understand, the Mida can I get Mida. And immediately after that is Leidas Yitzchak, the Nes of Leidas Yitzchak. And everyone knows, it happened Mamash immediately afterwards, that so much so Rashi and Parshas told us, El Tos Yitzchak, Ben Avram, Avram Leidas Yitzchak, that Akoshko had to Mamash make the Tziv cluster Ponov of Yitzchak, exactly Avram, that he shouldn't say he's Avimelech's son. That's how close the two stories happen.
See, we had just the Gemara, the one says that he prayed for old age because he couldn't tell the difference between the two.
He was born probably between 2 or 3 months
It was close enough that they thought maybe he was really Abimelech's son.
Cool.
And because that's right. So that's a whole other story. That Zikna came into the world because of Rama Bima. Very interesting. Yeah, it's a whole other shmooz. Yeah, but anyway, it was that close that forever Yitzhak had to have the exact face of Rome. No one should say he's Avimelech's kid. And then after the story of Yitzhak Avinu's later, Avimelech comes back and they have the fight over the Be'eros. Right? And then after that, comes Echadah, the sign of the Akedah. Right? That's Avimelech, Yitzhak. Right, and then Yitzchak Avinu himself faces off with him. Hello, Davarhu. Now, interestingly enough, we said that Avimelech, got punished with constipation. No? So something interesting that we see about Avi, the Plishtim's, with Avraham Avinu, they stole the wells in this week's parasha. Right? Now, question, what would they have done with the wells? So Avraham Avinu gave him Musar, he claimed to not know about it, he claimed innocence, but a generation later, or however many years later, they had actually stolen the wells, right? They did it again. What did they do? They stuffed it up. That's crazy. Yitzchak reopens them, and they fight over the wells. If you steal a well, use it.
Right.
They stuffed it up. Sitmon Plishtim, but they blocked it up, similar to how he himself was published by. Earlier published by God, there's a lot of dots here to connect, right? And the next time we see Plishtim, it was actually pretty early in our history as a nation, right after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Blocham Elohim Derech Eretz Kikrovu, Vasekam Derech Amidbar Yamsuf. Right after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we already encountered a Plishtim, conceptually speaking.
Right, lived in the Gaza area.
That's right.
Palestine,
Plishtim.
Oh yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yes.
Yeah, Philistine. It's the Romans.
Philistines.
Palestine. They try to take the name away because they don't want to use the name Israel or Yisrael or anything that time. Eretz Yisrael, it used to be called until that time Eretz Yisrael. They took that name away.
Right. Okay. It's interesting, we covered that. We have to go around Derech Yamsuf because of the Plishtim. Let alone, you know, how, there was a thorn in our side in Eretz Yisrael. Let's just say what the beginning of Plishtim is. Right. So, I learned this, you know, from, I'm about to say it's an inside game from the Meish Shiloh. Meish Shiloh, somebody speaks short and sharp. And the Meish Shiloh says it, you know, just like one word. What's sort of plishtim? Plishtim lashon nekev mefulash. That goes, you know, like you make a hole. That goes from one end to another, like a mavui mefulash.
Right.
Goes, open ended on both sides. No. Ain is like this. You have to understand, amok, right? The inyan, that Avraham Avinu wanted a son. He didn't want to rely on Vishnatum Levanecha Ilua Talmidim and make Eliezer his spiritual heir.
Well, originally Lot was going to be his spiritual heir, and then Lot kept failing the test.
Yeah. So Eliezer seemingly was a good guy.
Lot was actually an adopted child.
Yes.
He adopted his nephew, and he adopted him. That's the minig in those days. The person who was childless, he would adopt his relatives. Especially, I think that Lot's father was dead, right?
Yeah. Haran.
Zagiva.
All right. Okay. So here's the thing, right? Right. I really knew something, right? That why Eliezer wouldn't make the grade, because without getting into the depth of Ein Orum is David Baruch, we didn't even have to get that far. There's something else. It's just the raw historical fact. That the Medrash says, and the Rambam brings in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Aram Binu had tens of thousands of followers. So you will further up from Vavas, Behema Beis Avram. Aram Binu had a very successful, sweeping ministry. Unbelievable.
Nothing in Eretz Yisrael, he had the most success. He had. The Rambam lays out his stages of life. The third stage was, the second was in Hakoram, and he had, but the Koran disappeared. He wasn't so successful.
Here's the thing. That even in Eretz Yisrael, right? So the Anshei Beis Avram, the Ofer Vavos, who was left one generation later?
Nothing.
Zilch. Right? Yeah. The only thing he had left was Yitzchak. He knew he needed a son. Right? But Amok Yoter. Everyone knows that the Mida of Yitzchak is pretty much the opposite of the Mida of Avram. Avram is Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu is Gvura. Right? But here's the thing, right? Chesed, right? It may initiate things because it gives, even though nothing was earned. So chesed is a good initiator, but there's no commitment in chesed. There's no strength behind it because it's all voluntary. It's benevolence. There's no chiyuv in benevolence.
Right.
There's no chiyuv in benevolence. If a guy gave you a ride for 20 years, a free ride, and after 20, he said, look, I can't do it anymore. I just sold my car. And he said, what? You did it without asking me first. Right?
It's an entitlement.
No, we're after the liberals.
Everything's an entitlement.
All right.
You give it to him once and that's it.
All right. Let's say if you're white, okay, so you can't say, right, anyway, you didn't ask me first. Right? Right? It was a favor. Right? But if you give him even a shove of pruta, hey, wait a minute, there's a contract. So you're going to have to rent the car and drive me. I pay you. Right? And this is the side of, even though everyone knows the famous Ramchal, that the Baruch Hu created the world with a rotzen lehitiv, and that makes sense, because you can't say he created the world bedin, because nothing was here yet to earn it. So you have a chicken and egg problem. Right? So of course, the whole process starts with a rotzen lehitiv. Chesed initiates, because it gives even if nothing is deserved. That's what we say, Zachor Racha Mechashem V'chasadecha Ki Mei Olam Hema, because Yechadah is even before the world, right? But once the Rebbe Shem gave that Rotzen Lehitiv, then that's the Rotzen Lehitiv. Then all of the Machshav Oli Boros B'Nesadim. Right? So Rotzen is the world that comes before in the cognitive process. Then all of the Machshav Oli Boros B'Nesadim, Rosh Shenu Miskayim Shita Misa Rachim Ubra. So it starts with Chesed, then it goes to Din, then it goes to Rachamim. You know what this pattern is like? Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Right? The world is restarting. The first 2,000 years of world history were a failure. They're called Alpayim Tov. The world is restarting with Avraham Avinu. Elo Tos Reinbarts Behi Baram Zok Rashi Beschus Avraham. The world is restarting with Avraham Avinu. And the Gimel Ovis Mash Besoid parallel to the three steps of creation that starts with a Rotzin Lehetiv, and that's Avraham. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. But after that, you need Din to give it structure and to give it firmness and to give it, you know, that the Gvura to keep it going. Without Gvura, it'll peter out. And then after you add flexibility, that's Rachamim. Mm-hmm. That's sort of
Yitzchak Gvura.
And Yaakov Rachamim. So it's the Rotzim Lehetiv, all Machshavei Bosrim, Shitamim Rachamim Ugvura. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So now, and that's what, and Avraham Avinu knew his limitations. He was a good initiator. That's what the Midah of Chesed is a initiator. Because Din is reactive. So you have a chicken and egg problem. Din can't start anything. Din reacts and gives you skar v'onish based on what you earn. You need to start on yesh me'ayin. It's got to start with Chesed. And that's what, but I'm going to know, I'm Chesed. I need the Gvura. I need the Gvura to keep my legacy going.
Right? I remember he used to ask you the Gvarna, you know this? So you know, ask the Gvarna. Yitzchak was ask the Gvarna. That's Rav Hutna. And Yankiv is the something else. Forgot, do you know what it is?
I remember.
Gavarna.
Yeah, that's the third line, but yeah. Anyway, that's it. He needed the Midas HaGvura. And that's the only thing that's going to guarantee continuity. Continuity until where? There's a Nekev Mufulash in destiny. It's got to get up to Melech HaMashiach. Got to make sure, say that that could drill and drill and drill and make it up to Melech HaMashiach. Right? So it's an amazing thing, right? The two poles were set up. There was Avraham Avinu, the Aschola, and then Lot got saved from stone, and from that came Amon Imov, and from that came David HaMelech. Right? You had the two poles set up, you know, the starting point and the end point. Now we got to have the koach that could cut through from beginning to end, from our first Av until our Melech. Right? And that's what Yitzchak is needed for, to connect those two poles. Right? So after, as soon as the depressant for Melech HaMashiach is set, with Lot being saved from stone, right? That's when Av Melech, Melech Plishtim comes on the scene. He is a misnagid to the Nekev Mefulash, connecting Av and Melech.
Ooh, this is very nice. I think I once heard this speech on tape, but it's very good.
From you,
not from everybody.
So now that's why Avimelech is misnaged.
That's why he's stuffing up the bear.
That's right. He's being misnaged.
He's uncovering the bear.
He's being a misnaged, right? He is a countermeasure that the Nekev Mefush connecting Av and Melech, right? He wants to stuff that up. He wants to block it. So he's against Avraham Avinu's continuity. That's why he's a common enemy to Avraham and Yitzchak. He's a misnaget to Avraham Avinu's continuity, which is the midah of Gvura. Right? And that's why, you know, these Beiros, the Ramban, by Yitzchak Avinu, his fight with the Beiros, Ramban darshins on the Beiros, Dvarim Noirorim al Pisod. Right? But, you know, just to give like a glimpse, that these Beiros, yeah, they had a certain metaphysical representation, right? You know, what's a bear, right? You know, a bear doesn't actually make the water, it gives you access to the water. The water either came from the rain or came from the tahim. Though you need the bear to get access to it, right? And also, you know, what's also Miloshin Be'er? Hoyo Moshe Be'er Satorazos, to explain something. Now, the Hezber doesn't make the Yesod. The Yesod is, the Hezber is just to explain it. Einstein didn't invent, he didn't, Schaff, equals MC squared. He explained it. That's a masber, the hesber, the biur. The biur. Right, the well gives access to the water. The hesber, the biur, gives access to the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always was. Avraham Avinu didn't invent God. He didn't invent God. He was mevaer to the whole world that there's a God. And you know, the Navi says, you know, Voti Ozvu, Mekor Mayim Chaim, Lachsos Lahem, Boros Boros Nishborim, Ashalo Yachilu Hamayim. The Navi says, they abandoned me, I am the Mekor Mayim Chaim, and they made themselves, you know, Boros Nishborim, like broken wells that can't even hold the water. Right? I got to liken to, as a word, you know, he's the Mekor Mayim Chaim, right? Because he gives life to the whole world. Right? You need a Be'er to access that. That's what Avraham Avinu did. He was Meva'er. He clarified to the whole world that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who's a creator and a sustainer. He made, you know, gave the whole Be'er, is Meva'er to the whole world. He explained it. He explained it. Ve'ekro b'shem Hashem kel olam. Avraham Avinu was a Meva'er. And Avimelech wants to stuff it up. He wants to stuff it up. He wants to make sure Avraham Avinu will be a fad that was and passed like it was for most of his followers. So he wants to stuff up, you know, the Be'er. You know, I saw in the writings of Rabbi Isaac Hover, it says, Sitmum plishtim, sitmum, is also be, letters could be inverted as sam moves. Sam moves, right? Sitmum, sam moves. Right, he wants to bring death back into the world. The death of the Eitz Hadas Tovara that caused us Dazo to obscure God, right? Which brought death into the world. Because Avraham Avinu wants to be Megal the Makor Mayim Chaim and get back to the Eitz Chaim and get back to Vatim Advekim Ba'Hashem Chaim Kulchem Ayom. Right? And Avimelech wants to stuff that up. He wants to be Omed Keneged the Neck of Mefulash. Right? And that's why he's punished me to connect me with constipation.
Oh.
Because that's what he wants to do. He wants to stuff it up. He wants to stuff it up. Right? And that's what the Klipot Plishtim is, Adayom Hazeh. We couldn't go direct to Eretz Yisrael. It's a block. Right? So at the time, whatever, Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us around, I say. Right? Right? And that's why, by no coincidence, if there's one person who dealt them a very, very, very hard blow, even though they hung around for a bit after that still, but one of the dough was Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor, spiritually on his way out, he said on his way out, he killed more Plishtim than he killed in his lifetime. Right? But it's not only Shimshon HaGibor, that's the Midah of Gvura, that's Mamish the Contra, you know, the anti. For the Klipa of Plishtim. They want to block things up. They want to block things up.
Is this going to be in your written thing? Are you
going to
be
writing? No, I always put out something different in writing than what I say on the audio. I don't do double dipping. No double dipping.
Right, but yeah, but those who are not listening to it,
fine. Okay, we're going to post the video, the audio tomorrow. Right, so that's the, you know, Shimshon HaGibor, the Midah of Gvura, is what's omed, you know, connected the klipa plishtim, right, that want to block things up. Block things up, you know, mentally, politically, Barsham should help, right, you know, give us, you know, the midas hagvura to, you know.
Okay. Right.
Right. Okay. L'chaim.
Same stuff.
Please, you're right.